Welcome to Four Chicks Chatting, a womanish podcast that will engage, excite, and empower you as we chat about business and personal development, all with a healthy dose of humor. And now it's time to check in with our chicks, Kathy, Kristen, Mary Fran, and Robin.
And welcome back to another episode of Four Chicks Chatting. Thanks for joining us today, where we are going to talk about, hold on a minute. Procrastination. Right.
That's
our topic for today. And specifically, how procrastination can be a good thing, or when it's a good thing, which to me is like saying M&Ms are now healthy. Hearing that procrastination can be a good thing, I am just tickled pink about it. I really
Somebody threw you a lifeline, didn't they?
Didn't they, though? They really did. And it couldn't have come at a better time. So, I mean, I'm a huge procrastinator. I think I said this last week during our conference, you know, give me 3 days to do it and I'll take 2.5 to get it done. What about you guys?
Oh, my mom used to call me procrastination. I got a long history with this thing.
Another topic for the therapist.
Yeah.
So I actually read an article in Psychology Today that, to your point, says it can be a very good thing, procrastination. And they gave you 6 points, one of which I thought was really interesting. Unnecessary tasks disappear. If you avoid it long enough, it just goes away.
Your priorities change.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
I do too. Sometimes it seems like something's just got to get done, and you put it on a list and it's, I'll get to that later. And later never comes, and the thing disappears, and you realize that maybe it didn't need to be a priority in the first place. So it's maybe kind of like a natural weeding out of things. I don't know. That's the way I took that. And I thought, yeah, I could deal with that. Just let it disappear. Just let it go. Kind of like when the kid goes, Mom, can I do this? Can I do this? Can I? And you just ignore them, and eventually they find something else to annoy
you
about.
Yeah, they get
distracted. I think it depends, though, on what the task is. Because, you know, if only my bills were due once a quarter, if we could just get on a new schedule, I'd be more than happy with that one. I actually have to do little goofy things. Like I do Money Monday and Finance Friday. So I remember, that's what I have to do to remember to sit down and do the bills and then see where I'm at and what's coming in. And of course there are people, it was a Marie Forleo episode. I'll think of the episode where she talked to, I can't think of her name. And she talked about, look at your bank account every single day. So you're aware every day of what you need to have coming in. So you're not procrastinating and all of a sudden getting business at the end of the month. But that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, it's a whole nother topic. Woo. Yeah.
Yeah,
that involves numbers.
I don't like math. Breathing into a paper bag any minute now. Speaking of procrastinating.
Let's go back to good news on procrastinating. Give us some more good news.
Well, how about a fun tip? I'll give you a fun tip. So here's a guy. Now, you know how I love Medium?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I get everything from Medium. Yeah. And now I'm a member, and only for $5 a month, you have complete access to all of their stories.
Wow.
And there's some amazing stuff.
And there's some amazing stories, because after a while, your free membership, you know, they say, hey, we notice you love to read, but, you know, enough already. It's like, get out of the library, put the book down and either check it out or buy it, but stop reading the book. So I found this on Medium. James Clear, C-L-E-A-R, is the author of Atomic Habits. Isn't that a great title?
Atomic Habits.
And he's talking about how procrastination can be a good thing. The book is about changing your life by forming small habits. So baby steps, right? So these things don't seem so daunting. I think that's what happens, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that we just keep putting off and putting off and putting off in our minds, it's too much. It's too daunting. It's too overwhelming. It takes too much time, blah, blah, blah. Fill in the blank. But so he talks about how you can remove barriers for starting a habit. Here's his quote. A new habit should not feel like a challenge. The actions that follow can be challenging, but the first 2 minutes should always be easy. What you want is a gateway habit that naturally leads you down a more productive path. So, for example, if you want to start reading every day, just read a page or two. If you want to meditate every day, sit in that meditation position. If you want to study for the exam, grab your book and just open it. I know that sounds so silly and basic, but if you find yourself starting something, more often than not, you'll just stick with it. So a gateway habit. I kind of like it.
That can end procrastination for the stuff that you really want to, you want to do for some reason, but just never get to it. So that's right. A way to get rid of the procrastination, right?
And make it more productive.
Right. Okay. So another one of the things that I got from this Psychology Today thing was, this was interesting to me. Procrastination makes for better decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because yeah. You put off doing something until you have more information and more information and more information. So I guess that could be a very good reason to put something off. I'm not sure yet. Okay, so why are you not sure? Maybe you need more information about it. I can't pull the trigger on this yet. So why is that? Maybe you need more information. So it ends up making for a better decision in the long run. That was an interesting way of looking at it for me.
Especially if that decision was going to be a negative one or a negative reaction, right? We all have that knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're going to say that decision is based on your moment of anger. And
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I need to respond to this, and maybe you don't.
Yeah, so taking that time, that's where procrastination and taking your time is a good thing. I like that.
I am such a serial procrastinator that when I think I started adopting this about a year ago when I started doing Miracle Morning. A lot of my procrastinations didn't stop because I still do it. But Miracle Morning goes back to, Kath, what you were saying about the gateway habits. And I have all the stuff that I want to start my day with. I read these a devotional every morning, one of those a page a day kinds of things for my getting over codependency and all that. But it's right there. There's like, it's right on my bedside table. I know there's all kinds of things that say don't have anything on your bedside table, but for me, it's like right there. I turn the light on and start my morning without even, because my thing was always, I have to have my coffee first. Well, by the time I would go into the kitchen and get that coffee, I was diverted to the laundry room to fold laundry. I never did my thing. So I had those habits. And then I also have a notebook there because it never fails. I don't know if I have ADD. I don't know what happens in this head.
Oh, I think you have ADD.
Holy God. I mean, yeah. I'll be like doing this whole meditation
affirmative
thing. All the stuff comes in of this speech I'm working on. I should say this. I should do this in the book. I should do that. So I have a notebook that I write it all down. And then, so that goes into my big point of procrastinating when I'm writing a speech or getting ready to deliver a speech. I used to wait until the last minute because I would always say my best ideas come at the last minute, but then I wasn't prepared the next morning in the speech. I had this great speech, but I couldn't remember it all because it was the last minute. So now I write my little thoughts in this notebook. And I let it go. I don't sit and structure the whole thing, but everything I want in it comes out all along while I'm procrastinating. And then I sit down and organize it. I do give myself like 3 days before so that then I can rehearse it. So my 3 days before is the last minute. That's the last minute procrastinating. That's the deadline. And then I have three.
Well, when you have a big speech, that is a quick turnaround when you have a big speech. But one of the other points they make in that article is that it does help creativity. Mm-hmm. Because your subconscious mind has an opportunity to work.
That's huge for me. Like when I have to do a blog post or a LinkedIn long post or like my talk last week, I function the same way you do, Kristen. Like that's exactly how I do it. I just kind of let things come to me. I keep everything written down and then I compile it at the end. And then I give myself, you know, X amount of time to really push through like the final to cross the finish line. But yeah. I have found over the years when I had a paper to write or anything, like if I put it off, you know, and wait and just let all of that, you know, accumulate in my head, then I do better.
I think my best ideas come when I'm not sitting in front of my computer. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm thinking, when I, you know, when I'm working on a book or whatever, and I, gosh, I should be writing, but I'm off taking a walk, or I'm, you know, doing something, whatever I'm doing, then I'll suddenly get a really great idea. Something will come into my head, and it's kind of procrastinating, but I think it does get a bad rap for that, because sometimes procrastinating just means giving your subconscious a chance to work instead of forcing things.
The best thing ever created was the notes app
yes.
on the phone.
Yes.
I'll be walking and mm-hmm. I can, you know, walking the dog and I'm like, oh, that's it. That's what I've got to say. You know, I mean, that's how 3/4 of my Instagram posts come through, you know, it's like, yeah. but it's that, you know, procrastination. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. And just allowing yourself that grace period to let things gradually come versus, you know, meeting that deadline or putting a deadline on yourself that's going to add stress to your life, because I can't function under the stress. My brain kind of shuts down. But if I give myself that time to just let it come when it's meant to be, I do much better.
Yeah.
I don't know. That makes sense.
There are people who do work better under stress. That's another point that they make in that article, that there are some people who procrastination kind of fuels them, because it's like, mm-hmm. oh, now I gotta get this done. And there is a level of that. But I'm more the opposite. I panic if it's too late. But yeah. I do find that for me, that, like, you know, they talk about writer's block. To me, that's just a sign that my brain is saying, get away from the computer. And go somewhere else, and we'll give you the ideas later. And that's what happens usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you, Kath?
I was just thinking about personally, if maybe you want to have a conversation with someone, and or something happens, and he's like, "Okay, I'm going to call them. I'm going to call them tomorrow." Well, let me think about it. Let me sleep on it a day or two. Maybe I won't feel the same way in 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. Having that time, it sounds like, oh, I'm procrastinating and I'm really sitting on calling that person back or reaching out to that person. But I really think that it's going to be a better outcome giving yourself that time. So maybe it goes back to you making that better decision.
Yeah. And I think you're right, Kath, where emotional situations are concerned, definitely procrastinate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Because that gives you an opportunity to have a little bit of clarity, so you're not running entirely on the basis of an emotional decision, which, you know, often leads us to say or do or whatever things that, you know, maybe if we stepped away from it a little bit and tried to see things from another person's perspective. That's the other thing. When we react emotionally, it's often because we're, I don't know, upset or wounded, or we need to make a point, or I don't know, something like that. And if we step back and realize, once again, there's always two sides to a story, and kind of procrastinate on responding, it allows us to make a better decision about what to say.
The phrase, let me sleep on it.
Yeah.
Holds
yeah.
a lot of weight.
It does, for sure.
All of a sudden, that Meatloaf song, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Yeah. Let me sleep on it. Should we start singing?
Meatloaf will be one of our resources in our show notes this time.
I think it might. If you guys want to hear that song, we'll link right to the song. Maybe we change the word from procrastination, which kind of has a negative rap, to processing.
Hmm. Yeah, I like that.
We're processing.
Procrastination.
The procrastination.
Trust the procrastination.
Yeah.
There you go.
You heard it here first on the Four Chicks. We're inventing language now.
Merriam-Webster is going to give us a ring next week.
There really isn't anything we can't do.
Word of the year.
Oh, there's an aspiration, being right? on the cover.
They're being on the cover of Time. One of these days, Four Chicks, People of the Year. Woo!
But if you think about now what I do for a living, right, and I analyze people's brains, and behaviors, and I know that some people take a longer time processing information and making decisions. Other people that have to work with them but don't know that about them think, oh my God, they're such a procrastinator.
Yeah.
Why are they sitting on this? The more they say, oh yeah, you know what, that person, they don't have all the information yet to make a decision, so I know it's going to take them a day or two. Whereas, you know, the other side of the coin is the people that just react all the time. And how many times do you go back and say, wish I could do that over?
Yeah.
I need a do-over.
That's the coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
Right.
comes into that. But it leads back to this idea that taking that little extra time, which may initially seem like procrastinating, allows you to make a better decision in the long run.
So what are some tips for everybody?
Yeah, I'm looking at this article again. We kind of covered everything in the sense of this was one of the words, the phrases that they used in that article was active procrastination. So use it as a tool. So maybe that would be my tip for this would be to actively procrastinate. If you're not sure, really not sure about something, or you need more information, something just doesn't feel right. I think this is a lot of, with women too. When something doesn't feel right, we have to tune into that sort of intuition that we have. Don't act. Yeah. If that comes off as procrastination to somebody else, that's their problem. If you feel a reason to wait. Because there's something legitimate that's holding you back from acting on something. And take a few moments or take a day, sleep on it, like Robin mm-hmm. said. Find a way to figure out what that is. If there's a reason that you really can't get to something, there's a reason for that. Try to figure out what it is.
I just saw this quote. Procrastination comes in two types. Some of us procrastinate in order to pursue restful activities. Spending time in bed, watching TV, Lifetime, while others delay difficult or unpleasant tasks in favor of those that are more fun. But I think if you prioritize, like you were talking about, Mary Fran, if you prioritize those things that can wait mm-hmm. and maybe need additional thought versus those that you just don't want to do at all, you can define where procrastination is going to benefit you versus where it's going to cause additional stress or frustration down the road.
Yeah. And sometimes procrastinating actually helps you get more done, because if you put off that thing you hate and you do everything else, then everything else gets done until right. you have no choice but to do that last thing too. So yeah. sometimes it can help you get more stuff accomplished.
Yes.
I'm sitting here thinking too, now we've talked before about, work your brilliance, Mary Fran, you always say, be in your brilliance zone or whatever, and find other people to do the stuff that you either aren't good at or just don't enjoy. And maybe if you watch your procrastinating for the next few weeks or months or whatever, you can start to see where what's slowing you down, because it's things that you're not good at or you're not into or whatever. Find someone else to do those.
That's really smart. That's actually a great tip for anybody in business who finds themselves over and over and over getting stuck in a certain area. Like we were all just talking finances and stuff. And if that makes you break out in hives, find yourself a bookkeeper. Find somebody who can take something, some of that off your shoulders. That's actually a really good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like for me, it's the tech stuff. Like like getting these newsletters out, or not newsletters, but lead magnets and all that kind of stuff, webinars, like that just overwhelms me. And for me to have to learn all of that is going to take a considerable amount of time, where then other things aren't going to get done. So I tend to put that off, but I just had to hire somebody because I can't do it all myself. And I think once I realized that, that took a huge pressure off of me, and now it's all getting done.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Kath, you still there? You're blinking in and out. Oh, we've lost Kathy.
No, we've lost Kathy's.
We've lost her sound.
Lost Kathy's audio.
For those of you that can tune in on YouTube, you will see her. And she's our mime. Mary Fran, why don't you bring us home? Then?
All right. So quick squirrel brain roundup here. Active procrastination is not a bad thing. Use it to determine where your strengths are, and if it can help you get rid of some things that aren't working well for you, then use it that way.
Very good.
Yeah, I think the big lesson is just set your priorities, and then if something seems to be weighing on you, give yourself that grace period of procrastination to give yourself a little more time to research it a little bit so you can make a more educated decision.
Smart.
And then I would bring it back to, I'll bring in Kathy's original thoughts and mine here, since we can't hear her. But I would say, look at your habits. You know, Kathy talked in the beginning about habits, and can you change some of your habits to stop some of the procrastinating that's working against you, and then accomplish all kinds of great things.
Yeah,
there you go.
There we go. And I know Kathy Marcino has something brilliant to add, which we will put in our brilliance bombs when we do our show notes on this episode. She's making crying faces right now. So do check out, which brings me to the point of, do check out our website, www.4chickschatting.com. The number 4. Thank you, Casey. Even not vocal, she can show me what I'm supposed to say. The number 4, Kathy Marcino is showing me. Say the number 4. Number 4, Chicks Chatting, where we do have show notes, and you will find resources of people that we refer to in every show, and we give you 4, count them 4, brilliance bombs at the end of every episode. So check us out on that social thing. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Check in with us on Facebook and everywhere else, and we will catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to our chicks. Want to learn how to create your own chick chat? Head to our website, www.chickschatting.com. Be sure to join our chats on that social thing, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.